Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Stockade neighborhood, well known in Schenectady, is down by the Mohawk River and is constantly prone to flooding, and the city wants to move those Stockade homes out of the floodplain. Tell us more.
So last night, the city and some contractors, and with some input from FEMA, they unveiled some plans to try to get on top of this flooding along the Mohawk River and down right by the Riverside Park, that neighborhood down there that is prone to flooding. They say that the solution that they are looking at right now for a long-term solution is to actually move a big chunk of these homes down by the river up to a part of the Stockade that doesn't even have a street on it or isn't developed at all, but they'd develop a street and move this whole chunk of homes. What they say is that the community input, all the stakeholders, the homeowners down there, picked this as the option that they liked most in terms of trying to get on top of it. One option was to raise all the homes up and build a levee, but they're saying right now it looks like the stakeholders want to go in this route, and if they get final approval, they would go forward next year and start doing it, and it would take a couple of years because it's a massive project to take these homes and move them.
All right. Well, now let's go to the Schenectady NAACP, which is joining a council member and calling for a ban on police knee holds. We've heard a lot about these knee holds recently.
And so yesterday, the Schenectady branch sent a scathing letter to City Hall saying basically in this review process that they went through in recent months as part of this state-mandated rule to reform police departments, et cetera. What they claim in this letter is that city leaders slipped back in some language in this in their use of force policy that still opens a window and allows the police officers to use a knee hold in extreme circumstances. What they're saying is they want an outright ban, saying it's never okay to use a police knee hold to the head or the neck. The NAACP, joined by a number of other clergy members and community members, they're going to protest on Thursday outside of City Hall saying it's not okay at all. We don't want that in there. For the city's part, the police chief has said it's a little disingenuous, some of these accusations, saying that they did not add it in fully. He feels like the other side is being unfair, but this is yet to come to a head still. And I think on Thursday there will be a little bit more light shed on this debate.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.